After declining for the last 15 years, the national teen birth rate is now on the increase. The arguments over how to reduce such births have raged for decades in the country. Back in 2001 in Lubbock, Texas, 15-year-old Shelby Knox attempted to change that community's sex education policy. She became a member of a teen commission examining the issue, and her fight against abstinence-only education became the focus of a 2005 documentary called The Education of Shelby Knox. Now 22 years old, Knox was in Tampa on Tuesday of this past week, where she spoke at Maestro's at the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center for a benefit for Planned Parenthood of Southwest and Central Florida. Here's the second part of an excerpt from that speech, where she spoke about a bill in the Florida legislature being sponsored by Tampa area Republican State Senator Victor Crist.
The Healthy Teens Act would make the biggest gains on comprehensive sex education that we've had in 40 years. It would protect Florida teens by requiring that public schools that receive state funding provide comprehensive, medically accurate, and age-appropriate factual information when teaching about sexually transmitted infections, including HIV/AIDS, family planning, or pregnancy. This act I'm very familiar with because New York State is about to become the first state in the entire union to pass this legislation. We hope. And so that will immediately help New York teens by funneling money toward comprehensive sex education. It would do the same for Florida teens. I would also like to tell you about something else that you have on your table that is, if you've never done one of these, this is the most amazing fun thing that you can do as an activist. So Planned Parenthood of Southwest and Central Florida is having a lobby day on Tuesday, March 31st, putting everyone on a bus that stops here in Tampa and carting them up to Tallahassee to lobby your representatives about the Healthy Teens Act. I would encourage any of you here who would like to go, but I would especially encourage the young people and any of you who have teens, who have grandchildren, who have younger friends, to encourage them to skip school and go. The reason is, and as you probably have understood by why I'm here, young people's stories about sex education are much more effective than parents and teachers and advocates talking about it over and over again. So I would really encourage you to go and to encourage young people in your lives to go. So, in this new climate of hope, we not only have the opportunity to change policy, but we have the opportunity to change the social systems in our community. We have to prepare our communities to implement the new policies that we're working for, like the Healthy Teens Act, by fostering an open dialogue around sex and sexuality, and reminding everyone that women's reproductive health is not a bad word or a special interest, but it's vital to the fabric of our communities. As with the policy side, Planned Parenthood is on the forefront of this task. In the 24 hours I've been in Florida, I've seen some of the amazing things that Planned Parenthood is doing. They provide parent education classes, which bring parents in and teach them how to talk about sex, how to talk to their teens about these issues, how to not do that terrible, like, goldfish thing. It's like, where do babies come from? And go through the whole process, and the kid's like, oh, well, Jimmy came from Illinois. how to not do that, the words to use, just talk parents through those simple things. So if you would like to have one of those courses in your community, if you would like to attend one of those, contact one of the Planned Parenthood representatives afterwards. The coolest thing that I've seen, and Planned Parenthoods across the country have these, but I think the source is quite established. And am I correct that the source kids were the ones who were in the PSA? So the source is a teen theater troupe that travels, they've traveled across the country. They travel to high schools and middle schools across the state of Florida, teaching sex education, teaching addiction courses, teaching about drug use, and they do these through these amazing, really heart-wrenching plays that really teach teens about what's going on. The neatest thing, and I didn't know this until yesterday, was that the plays come from the kids' own lives. They write them every year. They tell their stories. They sit in a circle, and they tell their stories, and they write plays based on things that are happening in their own lives. I got the opportunity to be at their first meeting yesterday, and this was like 30 kids sitting in a circle, lounging, hanging out, and just some of the things that they said were so amazing. But every single one of them said, I'm here because I see my peers suffering, and I want to do something to help. And so these kids are really amazing and fantastic. So I wanted to let you know that that's something Planned Parenthood is doing. As an activist, as I travel across the country, one of the most effective ways to teach sex ed is peer education. young people teaching young people. I did it, I still do it, but studies have shown that young people who are taught sex ed through peer education actually have better results even when they're being taught comprehensive sex ed in a classroom. Because, you know, we listen to our friends, we're not going to listen to our teachers. And I know, Barbara's like, oh gosh. And also, I just wanted to say that, you know, Planned Parenthood will continue to provide the medical services as policies are changed, as hopefully places get more funding, as different procedures come out. Planned Parenthood Southwest, of Southwest Florida, which covers 6 counties and 7 clinics, will continue to be the main source of health care for a lot of people and a supplemental source of health care for women, teens, and men. That's one of the biggest things I always have to say, is that Planned Parenthood does help men. We have one final responsibility in this new era of hope and change: to grow, solidify, and re-energize our movements for women's rights and women's health. As Barbara said, I am 22 years old. I've never lived in a world where abortion was illegal. I've never been denied the right to vote, but instead got to cast a vote for a woman this year. These things are a direct result of the women before me, the known and unknown activists who've worked for hundreds of years so that I can have what I have today. Looking at the audience, I would like to recognize and thank all of you who have been a part of this fight before me.